Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Day 2 Tuesday edition. I want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, U.S. Senatorial candidate Tom Nelson. Always appreciate when Tom comes round. I know he is, well, I think he is the most progressive of the candidates. You know, they all get to claim their lane. I meant to ask Tom, you know, Tom, what do you got to do to be able to claim you're a progressive? And I know he supports Medicare for All, and I know he supports the Green New Deal. So, I mean, that's a good start, but what do you got to do? Everybody's going to claim they're a progressive at some point during this race. I don't think all of them check the necessary prerequisite boxes. Legalize marijuana, that's one for me. How about you, Fancy?
I think if you were to go, like, let's say the pool of candidates are all gardeners and everything, I feel like Tom would have the most dirt on his hands. If there's a progressive garden and all of the candidates are gardening a little bit in the progressive garden, I feel like Tom would have more dirt on his hands.
Yeah, you got to be careful about the whole dirt analogy, though. You know, you don't want to taint the candidacy of Tom Nelson. Oh,
I'm not talking about dirt. Like,
I know.
Dirt.
I know you're talking about dirt. Yeah,
like, I'm
talking
about like grit dirt. Like, I'm talking about the it takes a while to wash it off, and still, even though you've cleaned your hands 40 times, there's still somehow dirt on there in a good way because you've been doing the work.
So what you're saying is you have dirty, dirty thoughts about U.S. senatorial candidate Tom Nelson.
Yes, but in a very progressive way.
Fancy Brand, while we still got time in this big hour, I want to revisit our Freedom Convoy boys and girls.
Please.
Not only is there perhaps a little COVID spreading through the anti-maskers, you know, you got to create new words just to describe these jackholes. But Sarah K. Burris at the Raw Story reporting a fight almost broke out between the Freedom Convoy truckers during a morning meeting.
Oh, they have morning meetings?
Occasionally we have morning meetings, but they're more organized than us.
I had morning meetings at Home Depot too, so.
That counts. That's a morning meeting. If it's in the morning and the boss is speeding, then I guess it's the morning meeting.
Let's rally up, everyone.
The so-called Freedom Convoy, as it's being described here, continues to struggle as part of its ongoing effort to protest a number of grievances. But things grew very heated this morning in the morning meeting, according to Vice News. A man using the name of Will Ferrell's character, Ricky Bobby, came to join the group hosting a tailgate party. During their morning speeches, the young man walked up to grab the microphone, claiming to be Ricky Murphy. He had been there for 16 days, he explained. I'm not alone when I say there has been a bit of confusion with the people. It's time that we work together with our leadership. Now, according to the author and the original source at Vice News, this Ricky Bobby, Ricky Murphy character, well, he rambled before inviting folks to a party where a streamer named Jersey J would be having a back 40 for folks to air their many grievances.
I don't know how to put those words together in context that I understand.
Back 40, they're going to have a party on the back 40. You come and air the grievances. We do that here on Fridays. He also claimed that he knew the next location the group was hitting, promising there'd be bathrooms this time. I don't know if you heard about this problem, Fancy Brent. I know you've been off for a couple days. Truckers claimed Tuesday that they were forced to soil themselves while driving on the highway because some larger trucks are not allowed to enter Washington, D.C. city limits.
One can only haul so much BS around.
I had to soil myself a little bit more here. Anyways, truckers, so this didn't sit well with the trucker brass watching his speech, said the report. When the mic was finally handed off, a trucker organizer, clearly upset, began raging about how Ricky Murphy didn't speak for the convoy and urged those in attendance not to be led astray. But Ricky Bobby Murphy had an extra microphone hooked up.
Oh.
So when he talked back to the organizer saying, if you don't want the people to have a voice, I can't support this, it was also amplified. This pushed
Ron
the top
Johnson is right.
This pushed the top brass and their supporters over the edge, Convoy protesters surrounded Ricky Bobby Murphy, lodging threats. One asked whose convoy it was, and Murphy responded, "We the people."
We the people are giving you the finger.
They then told him that wasn't the case. It's an odd claim since the group has purported to support the rights of the people and told people in Washington as they passed that they were fighting for everyone's rights. Everyone.
Except for you. Stop flipping me off.
Except for Ricky Bobby Murphy.
Why is that person flipping me off?
The debate with Murphy got heated, with one man saying it would get real ugly real fast. Uh-huh. It was ultimately broken up before any punches were thrown.
If it weren't for all these people holding me back, they better hold me back. Seriously, guys, hold me back.
If you're not first, you're last.
What am
Ricky Bobby Murphy. Now, I wanted to get to this embedded thread, this report that the Freedom Convoy truckers were out there soiling themselves.
This is fantastic.
Let me read from a thread. Again, this is from Zachary Patrizio. Zachary is kind of been the in-bed with the truckers. He's from the Daily Beast. But here's what he is threading out today. According to co-organizer and trucker Ron Coleman, the People's Convoy has a new goal. Conduct citizens' arrest of Metro PD officers and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. We have to put a summons out to the Metro PD and Mayor Bowser. We would do a citizens' arrest of them.
What?
Coleman claims the convoy lawyers are looking into it. Yeah, they're looking into it.
Just like decertification. Okay.
As to the arrest reasoning, truckers speaking with Coleman said that other truckers haven't been able to go to the bathroom while circling the beltway, which has left people having actually pissed their pants. So the crime is I can't use the bathroom because I've got an oversized truck. Over the past week, again, according to Zachary Patrizio from the Daily Beast, over the past week, there's been a growing fascination with the prospects of arresting D.C. residents. Some truckers have also suggested they could arrest a Beltway driver if they could successfully pin in the driver, take them out of the car, and then conduct an arrest.
That'll go over really well.
That's the plan. That's your plan?
Get her?
Get her? That's your plan. We're going to box you in. We're going to get you out of the car, and we're going to make a citizen's arrest on the roadside. And then we're going to use your car to drive into town because I really got a whiz.
What a bunch of losers.
I'm going to arrest the mayor. They won't let me use the bathrooms.
This is very poorly planned. At the very least, it's very poorly planned.
Very poorly planned. Yes, yes, that's one way to put it.
And they're arguing over whose fault it is? That's the best.
Well, let's come back. Hour two. With the victimhood of the right. It's kind of like, you know, the Return of the Jedi. The victimhood of the right. Hour two is next. Please come back. Please. Please. Tell me.
I got a message for all of them. Ready? Shake and bake.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
Go get